such as that were very common. Mm-hmm. And it was a kind of society kind of that day.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a rough and rugged farm town. We had agriculture all around us, but we did not have that in town, of course.
Mm-hmm. Do you have plantations? I guess you had the remains of the plantations.
We've got plantations out here right now. They were here before the Civil War.
Yes. Do you know how many plantations there were around here?
I don't know how many then, but at various times there's been up to as many as 30 or more.
Uh-huh.
To be exact, I think there were 32 here at one time.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of crops do you grow around here?
What
kinds of crops do the people grow around
here? Well, you want to list these?
Yes.
All right. Cotton. We don't have much cotton nowadays, but it used to be the biggest crop.
Yes.
Corn is one of our major crops. Peanuts is one of our major crops. Watermelon is one of our major crops. And in the last 35 or 40 years, truck farming, vegetable production has been a big factor.
Mm-hmm.
We have the biggest farm market in the state of Georgia right here in Thomasville.
Mm-hmm.
They're just finishing up a big addition to it right now. Last year, I did over $20 million worth of business.
Mm.
According to state figures.
Mm. That's a lot.
Auction market. You know, the farmers bring it in. They line up out there for several blocks long, drive up one right after another to get to the auction stand.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of different names for watermelons?
Oh, yeah. We had what they call the Cod Jim. The Thomas melons, Watson melons, and I don't remember the others, but they were popular brands of melons, very delicious, edible crop. This at that time was the watermelon center of Georgia. More buyers came to Thomasville back in the late 90s and the early part of the century than any other place in Georgia. One reason, because we were the only one that had the hotels.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a watermelon called a cannonball?
Oh yeah, that's another one, yeah.
What did that look like?
It was a kind of a round melon, what we call a cob gem.
Did you ever have a stone mountain?
Yeah, they had those too. We had all the varieties here one time, but the most popular one is the one that I just listed to you.
Mm-hmm. What would a Watson melon look like?
They were more or less lengthwise.
Mm-hmm.
And you had what they call a rattlesnake melon. It had decoration, I mean, the watermelon rind had a strap on me, kind of looked like a rattlesnake.
Yes.
Buyers came here from all over the country to buy watermelon. Buy what they call it, ship them up north.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see all right?
Yes, sir. Did you did you grow up on a farm?
No, no. I never lived anywhere except right here in Thomasville.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever grow a garden?